You want to appreciate it?
Yeah.
Any memories?
Just kind of my brother.
Oh.
Okay, if we can close that door. So one of the important dimensions of Hilchus Megillah is the question of tzibur and the question of to what extent is it critical to recite the Megillah b'tzibur and how to read the Megillah b'tzibur. Now, kriya b'tzibur means asara, we need 10 people, but there's another dimension to kriya samegillah b'tzibur, and that's called berov ha'mahadras melech. And one of the important aspects of Hilchus Megillah is going to be to compare and contrast between these two halachas, Vasara and Berov HaMahadras Melech. Now, the Gemara Megillah on Daf Heyom and Aleph makes a distinction, according to Rav, between Bizmana and Shalom Bizmana. And Rav says that Megillah Bizmana but it means that Rav, in the case of Shalom Bizmana, requires Asara. Now let's talk about Shalom Bizmana. Shalom Bizmana could break down into three different categories. The first category, which comes straight out of the Mishnayos, is Bnei HaKfarim. They're going to read the Megillah as early as Yud Aleph, or Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel. So that's Shalom Bizmana. The second case of Shalom Bizmana is the case of the Bnei HaKrochim. If Shabbos overlaps with Tesvav Ben Nisan, I'm sorry, Adar, which means that we cannot read the Megillah on Tesvav because it's Shabbos. So in that case, we cannot read the Megillah on Tezayin because of a principle called Velo Yavar. So the Megillah reading will be earlier, which will be on Yudal. The good news is that all of Klal Yisrael is reading it together on Yudal, because the Bnei Ayora said anyway would read it on Yudal. But the bad news is that for the Bnei Akvarim, it's really Kodim Zmano. And the third case of Shalom Bizmana would be the case of Hayotze B'Shayora, a person who's going out and he doesn't have a Megillah to take with him. He will not be back before Purim. And in the place that he's going to, there's no Megillah. So in such a case, if he leaves any time before Purim, as long as it's after Rosh Chodesh Adar, he can read the Megillah Shalom Bizmana. In all these three cases, Rav would require l'chora a minyan because of the principle of Megillah Shalom Bizmana Basara. If I'm reading the Megillah on Yudalot or Tesvav, then it's Megillah Bizmana, I don't need Asara. We're going to see in the Rishon, in the Poskim, that even though I don't need Asara, but nevertheless, I can enhance my kiyum by reading it Basara. Then the Gemara quotes the Shita of Rav Asi. We don't accept the Shita of Rav Asi, but Rav Asi is of the opinion that Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalom Bizmano Basara, that even Megillah Bizmano, Yudalit and Tesvav, I cannot fulfill my mitzvah without Asara. And the Gemara tells the story, Avi Uvda, there was a situation, and Choshlo L'Rav L'Hod Rav Asi, even though Rav doesn't agree with Rav Asi, but nevertheless he was worried, he was concerned about the Shita of Rav Asi, and therefore he gathered together a minyan even for Megillah Bizmana. He was very makpid. And we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem that that's how the Shulchan Aruch codifies this. Okay, I thought I had a Mishnah Berurah here in front of me, but I don't see it. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, I may lift a joint on my mokum. You know where I sit?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll see it there. This one is Chelik Aleph, I need Chelik Vav. But we'll see at least a summary of it here in the in the Gvuras Yitzchak, he writes, thank you so much, in Siman Tafresh Tzadi. Now, Tafresh Tzadi, by the way, is mostly irrelevant to us, to this discussion that we're having today. But if you turn really all the way to the end of Tafresh Tzadi, it's a very long Siman, the Mechaber writes that Megillah B'Yadalu B'Tesvav Tzorech Lachzor Achra Sora. So that's a reflection of the story the Gemara tells, that even Rav was machmir for Avasi and he looked around for Asara. However, the Mechaber goes and continues, V'imi Efshar Basara Korin Osa B'Yachid. He can read it by himself. Why? Because we're talking about Megillah B'Zmana. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, he points out that Yudal it is for the Ayoros, Tesvav is for the Mukafim, and even though this is the Iker Zman of Pirsum HaNes, nevertheless, L'chatchila Tzorach L'Troach U'L'Kabetz Asora Mishum Pirsum HaNisa. So the Asora enhances the Pirsum HaNes, even though there's a built-in Pirsum HaNes, even to a Kriya B'Yochid, insofar as it's Zmana. And then he says, but Shalom is Mana, there, gathering together Asara is absolutely critical. Kigon HaMafarish Bayom. Meaning he doesn't have the case that I mentioned earlier of the B'nai HaKfarim, because even today even the B'nai HaKfarim will read it on Yudalim and Tesvav. But the case of Mafarish Bayom, Vayotze B'Shayara, the Eino Motze Megillah L'Holech Imo, he doesn't have Megillah to take with him. He says, and he refers you back to Simon Rei Tofresh Pei Ches, that's two Simonim earlier, where he goes through the details. And in that case, he's going to require Asara. Oh, here's another case of Shalom Bismano, which requires Asara. The Misrame Yom Tesvav B'Shabbos. If Tesvav B'Adar is on Shabbos, Shrichim Abukof L'Haktim. So the Yerushalmis will read it on Erev Shabbos. Is bevadei tzorach lekabetz asora lekriyoso ubaze od chomer yoser dilek asora lo yivarchu hamukafim olem. In other words, you're going to have to drop the bracha. It sounds like you could read it without asora, but that's not the real kiyum mitzvah. Those are something that substitutes for Megillah. It's kind of a fallback position that Chazal gave us an opportunity to at least read the Megillah, but without a bracha. And that's going to be in two cases, Yosef and Shayora, and in the case of Mukafim, who are reading it on Yudalit on a Friday. However, in the case of Shalom Bismana, what we're going to require is Asara. So for example, the Mukafim that are reading it with Asara on Yudalit, in the case where Shabbos fell out on Tesvav, they're going to read it with a bracha. In other words, the Asara is the precondition. So again, it's very interesting. The Bnei Ayoros are reading the Megillah on the same day as the Bnei HaKfarim. They're all reading it on Yudalit. But the Bnei HaKfarim, the Bnei Ayoros will read it biyachid with a bracha. And the Bnei HaKfarim will read it biyachid without a bracha. That's not the real Makoy Mitzvah. So this requirement of Asara in the case of Shalom Bismana will apply to the Bnei HaKrochim who are reading it Shalom Bismana, but not to the Bnei Ayoros, who are paradoxically they're reading it on the same day. Then the Mishnah Berurah has another discussion here, and he says the following. In the Eishem Hahu Korinoso B'tzibur B'beis HaKnesses, let's say, for example, they're reading it b'tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses, and the question now is, when we say that Megillah Bizmano Tzorach Lachzor Achar Asara, does he have to drop everything he's doing for the sake of Kriya Basara? He says, "Afilum yeshlo mea anoshim bebeso, mitzvah lelech l'sham mishum berov hamadras melech. Now I'm not sure if at this point the Mishnah Berurah is introducing a whole new concept, because keep in mind he's got mayor, he's got 100 people to read it in his house, so for sure he has a tzibur, but yet he has to pick himself up, and I assume the other 99 people as well, and they have to move themselves over to the Beis HaKnesses. And why is that? He says mishum baroma majus melech. So now we have a new category. We had one category called yachid, another category called tzibur. Now we're introducing a third category called baroma majus melech. And I'm not sure that that's more important than a tzibur. For example, maybe baroma majus melech could apply even without a tzibur. Let's say 9 people is better than 1 person. Might be baroma, I don't know. But nevertheless, it definitely adds something to the tzibur. And the difference is going to be that even though he has an opportunity for the tzibur, but he's omitting the barov hamajus melech element, therefore he's going to have to leave the tzibur, hopefully with the rest of the tzibur with him, and enjoy the benefit of the barov hamajus melech. So again, just to say, yeah.
There's 100 people in the house and 10 in the shul.
Yeah. I don't know. He doesn't tell you how many there are in the shul.
But he had to leave his house with 100 people to go to a place where there's less people in shul.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. It's very unclear. The Mishnah Berurah is ambiguous here, in my humble opinion. It's hard for me to believe that the Barov HaMajus Melech is just generated by the Beis HaKnesses itself.
Right.
It's got to be that this the additional people. So let's say if he gathers together his other 99 friends, there are already 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses, so it'll be 110 all told. So that's better than reading it with 100. I'm assuming so. Look, Dr. Joel, the honest truth is I don't know the answer to your question. It's very ambiguous. Because he says, affiliation of man, not should be beso. Is that just a hyperbole, or he means that he has 100 people, whereas in the Beis HaKnesses there are only going to be 99? It's hard for me to believe that Barov HaMajus Melech goes down in number. Again, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm standing here on very tenuous grounds, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't clarify.
Maybe the Kiddush of the Beis HaKnesses adds up.
Maybe. I don't know, but he's talking about Barov HaMajus Melech. I don't know
what that means.
Yeah. Then he says something else. V'chein Mishayah Beiso Samuch LeBeis HaKnesses. So he's living next door to the Beis HaKnesses. I was thinking of a case like my case in Harnof. I have a mirpeset right next door to a shul. He says, "Afilu hachi tzorach lelech lebeis hakneses lekuli alma." Nobody would disagree. Mishum barov am. Now, once again, he doesn't mention that he has a minion at home, or he doesn't have a minion at home. Presumably, even if he has a minion at home, and not only that, they're out there on the porch, and they can hear and see what's going on in the Beis HaKnesses. That's not enough. They have to go Mishum Berov Am.
Maybe there's a question of being mitzvareif, that person that's that close, maybe they're considered part of the... can be considered part of Tefillah B'Tzibur, but they wouldn't be Barov Am because they're not in the place.
Exactly. That maybe as far as Tzibur is concerned, you're close enough, you can hear and you can see, and that's enough for Tzibur, but there's this new category called Barov Am. And we saw how much the Mishnah Berurah advocates Barov Am, that even though he has 100 people to recite the Megillah at home, he still has to up and move to the Beis HaKnesses for Barov Am. So the bottom line from this whole discussion, we take away two major principles. Number one, that there's a fundamental difference between Kriya Shalom Bizmana and Kriya Bizmana, because we pass like Rav, which means that Kriya Shalom Bizmana requires Asara as a critical requirement. Kriya Bizmana does not absolutely require a minion, but you still have to lechazer achar asora. Correct? That was the lashon of the mechaber. Lechazer tzorach lechazer achar asora. That was the story of Rav. And then the second principle is that even if he has asora, there's still another category, another extra keep called Barov Am. So the fact that he has asora still doesn't negate the embellishment, the increment of adding Barov Am, to the extent that he's required to leave his minyan behind for the sake of a Rovam and get himself into the Beis HaKnesses, and very much into the Beis HaKnesses. Those are the two principles that we have so far. But now here's the question that we want to raise, and that's going to be one of the most important points in this essay. How do we organize this Kriya B'Tzibur? Let's assume, for argument's sake, that I'll give an extreme case. It doesn't have to be this extreme. I'll dramatize it. Everyone in the Tzibur has his own Megillah. And the following two possibilities arise. Possibility number one is that you can follow the Kriyas HaMegillah by, you know, with your finger on the place in your own personal Megillah, but you should not be reading the Megillah from the Megillah. You should rather be listening to the Koreh. The other possibility is that no, every single person, he's together with the entire Tzibur, he can read it on his own. So what we want to understand is possibly a machlokus on this point between two of the contemporaries, as I'd call them, not that they're alive today, but contemporaries, the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav, Rav Velmel Soloveitchik. He says the following. Okay, we're on page Reish Samach Vav, and we're approximately 10 lines down. Earlier in this presentation, he quotes the Machaber and Siman Tov Reish Sadi that says Tzorach Lachzor Achar Asorah. Right, that was the Chumar of Rav, that even though it's Megillah Bizmano, he should try the best as he can to get together a minyan. Now the Chazon Ish writes the following. How do you achieve the Kiyum of Asorah? He says the following. We don't need that one read it and the other nine listen. Even if each person reads the Megillah on his own, it's already considered Asorah. What I find fascinating about this is that there are really 10 Kriyos. I mean, again, I'm looking at it from a certain prejudice, but what I would say is the following to the Chazon Ish. This is very strange. 10 people are reading the Megillah, each one separately from his own Megillah. What makes them into a minyan, into a Asorah? So you can answer me, well, we're all reading it in the same place and at the same time. And that's a fascinating concept. How does the Chazon Ish know such a thing, that 10 people could be reading the Megillah, each one from his own Megillah, at the same time, and that itself achieves the Kiyum of Asorah, that the Machaber says, Tzorach Lachzor Achar Asorah. So he has a very interesting proof. The Mishnah, later on, Adaf Yud Zayin, you can open up to, if you like, to the Mishnah. The Mishnah wants to know, under what circumstances does the halacha absolutely require what's called Kavanas Halev? So, for example, if I'm reading on your behalf, do I have to have Kavanas Halev to be Motzi you? If you're listening to my Kriya, do you have to have Kavanas Halev to be Motzi with my Kriya? There are various questions. But one of the questions that the Mishnah addresses is the question of someone who's writing a Megillah. That's a little bit strange that of all days of the year that he chose to write the Megillah, he chose Purim. But that's the case. Now, when he writes the Megillah, he copies it. What do I mean he copies it? He's got a Megillah Kshera in front of him, and he has a cloth on his left, let's say, and he copies word for word from the Megillah. And not only that, he reads the words out loud. I mean, if that doesn't happen, then ein al mal daber. So he's reading the Megillah out loud. So again, the Mishnah stipulates that him kiven libo, if he had in mind that through that Kriya, which really he's doing not for the sake of the mitzvah of Kriya, he's really doing it for the sake of writing a Megillah. But you know, let's kill two birds with one stone. So at the same time, he has in mind to read the Megillah. Is then he's yotze. Now, the Chazon Ish says, how will Rav Asi learn this Mishnah? What's his question? If you recall, Rav Asi, back on Daf Hei, was of the opinion that there's no such thing as Kriyas HaMegillah without a minyan. Right? So you have to read the Megillah with a minyan. So in addition to this one sofer, we'll call him, there's another nine people minimum in the shul, correct? Or in the house, wherever they're reading it. So Rav Asi afil bizmano boyasora. And the Rif is of the opinion that according to Rav Asi, that's likuva. That's pretty much accepted amongst who showed him the understanding of Rav Asi. Now, who is this person reading the Megillah for? This sofer. He's actually interested in writing a Megillah. But he reads it out loud so that he can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Megillah. But doesn't he have to hear it from the Baal Koreh? He doesn't hear it from the Baal Koreh. He only hears it from himself. Hare Muchach, says the Chazon Ish, the Afagav the Kari Liasma, he's reading for himself. Mikomakom, Choshiv Kriya V'Asara. If it's not Kriya V'Asara, according to Rav Asi, he's not Yotze. So what does Gemara mean? The Mishnah establishes that Mkiven Libo Yotze. What do you mean Yotze? Where are the other nine people? The answer is there are no other nine people. Now let's assume that one person is reading the Megillah on behalf of 10 people. The 10th is this Sofer, but he's reading it himself in order to copy it from one place to the other. Again, at the same time he has in mind Kavanah Lotzeis. But how is he Yotze? After all, he's not listening to the Kriya of the Koreh. He may be listening, but at the same time he's reading it out loud for himself.
I thought he may have been the Koreh also. He's writing it, he's saying it out loud.
Possibly that could be the rejection of this proof. But the simple shot is that he's not reading it for the sake of anybody else, he's reading it for himself. Because he's only reading it out loud to make sure that he writes it properly, copies it properly. In any event, the Chazon Ish assumes that there's someone else reading it on behalf of the rest of the people. He's not the... Can you imagine if you appointed a Shliach Tzibur who was really copying a Megillah in order to write a new Megillah? It could be, theoretically, but it's highly unlikely. Ulam, he says, Das Maran HaRizal, according to the Brisker Rav, L'din HaSora B'Megillah, B'inon Echad Korei, V'Kulam Shomim. The Yotzim Bikriyaso does have a Kriyasat Tzibur. In other words, according to the Brisker Rav, just like, for example, in Chazaras HaShatz, right? We all want to plug into the Shliach Tzibur. What do we have to do?
Listen.
We have to be quiet and we have to listen. If everybody's going to read the Shmon Esrei along with the Chazaras HaShatz, that's called a Shtila Shmon Esrei, right? That's Tefillah Malachash, but that's not this unique element of Tzibur. So what links us up to one tzibur is the fact that there's one maisa for everybody. And the very moment that I read it on myself, I'm sort of like being parish b'nei tzibur. I separate myself from the tzibur because I'm not listening. There's got to be one kriya for the whole tzibur. Now, he doesn't touch on the question what the Chazon Ish will do with the Gemara of Hayakosva. Maybe, Joel, we should say what you said before, that that's a case where he's the Baal Koreh. I don't know. It's a little bit odd, but that's the question. Now, in the next paragraph, we're going to analyze a Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin Hilchos Megillah and try to see if this Rambam will give us one way or the other, at least in the Rambam's opinion, the answer to this question. Does everybody read the Megillah separately, or is one person reading the Megillah for the entire tzibur? The Rambam writes the following. Kar'u Ashnayim. Now, two people are reading the Megillah at the same time. The Rambam is addressing a different issue, not the issue of should one person read it for me. But let's say there are only two people, it's just me and you. So there's no issue of tzibur here, so that one of us should read for the other. But the issue is that I'm distracted. Why am I distracted? We have a principle called what? Trei kol lo mishtamoi. We can't hear two voices.
But in Megillah, it's suspended.
Oh, exactly. So that's what the Rambam is going to say. That karu shnayim v'afilu asara ke'echad. If I'm not mistaken, there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So there are 10 people reading the Megillah together at the same time. Yatsu. Okay, Yatsu, I'm going to stop here for a second. It means that we don't apply the principle of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoi. So I can hear the Megillah and discern one Megillah reading from the other. In this case, there are another nine people reading the Megillah. And that's called Chavivale. Chavivale means he finds the Megillah reading very beloved to him, and therefore he's able to focus on one call. So look, in the case of two people reading the Megillah simultaneously, I can understand, but now he's 10 people, and maybe 10 means 100. You know, it's interesting that you can, you know, we have to ask the audiologists their opinion on this whole thing, that how far is it humanly possible to separate one voice sound from the other? You know, now we have technology which can, they can take a recording and knock out background noise, but I think it's, we only have the technology to knock out background noise if it's different in terms of the decibel, the voice. You know, let's say you have music and you have a human voice, but I don't know if we have the technology. Check me out on this on Google. That two people are both speaking at the same time, and you can technologically separate between the two. I don't know. That's very sophisticated. Maybe we have such a technology. If we do, let me know.
Depends on how it was recorded. Because if you have multi-tracks, you can remove one track.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Maybe if you have multi-tracks, right. But let's say in a normal case where there's only one track, how would you pull that off? You know, Reuven and Shimon, the two different voices. Can you get a technology that'll recognize Reuven's voice and not Shimon's voice?
Yeah, they're going to be Yotzi from the tracks anyway.
Right. Well, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, you have to know that too. Yeah. So that's called chavivus. Chavivus means that yes, I can discern and listen to one voice. But here the Rambam adds something else. The Rambam says yatsu hakorim v'hashomim min hakorim. Now it's very interesting. We were interested mostly in the shomim. Why? Because the Shomim are hearing 10 voices bombard them from different sides of the Beis Knesses. But the Rambam wants to tell you another chiddush, that the Korim are Yotzim. B'toras Korim, forget about the Shomim. I mean, you could have a number of people who are listening who are not Korim. And they have to hear one voice out of 10, and that they're able to do. But what about the Korim? He says the following. Halo anidon, this is Rav Beryl Soloveitchik's question. Halo anidon, detray koli lomish tamoy shaykh rak legabe ha-shomeh min ha-korim v'al-korim v'yatzvon poshu diyotzim. Again, I'm not familiar enough with the sugya of trey koli lomish tamoy, so let's accept it v'amunis chachomim here as axiomatic, that the whole issue of trey koli lomish tamoy is mishtamoy, in other words, to hear it. As far as the person who's saying it, he hears his own voice, despite all all the other noises that might drown out his voice. So he wants to do.
Saying you hear yourself for sure,
right? So why did the Rambam have to add this halacha that the korim are yotzim? What do you mean the korim are yotzim? That's not even a trade kol mishtamoy issue. The whole issue is as far as the shomim. So why did the Rambam add the korim? Bal Karcha on the top left, he says, "Sorach Lomar Sharambam Iri Bekore Amagila Shalom Bizmano Ditzorach Asora Ulekiyum Din Asor Bemegila Sagi Basor Shekorim Kolecha Bifnei Atzmo Ela Beinon Sheyetsu Kulam Bekriyas Echad Mihem Uvishum Hachi Bekaru Shnayim Ki Echad." If we assume, like the Brisker Rav, that in order to be yotze the mitzvah of kriya b'tzibur, now again we paskin that Megillah b'zmanah doesn't require a tzibur, but the Rambam has to cover all his bases. Stimas Haram, he has to also address the case of Megillah shelo b'zmanah, which requires asara, because even Rav agrees there was never a debate about that. Now, if we assume, like the Brisker Rav, that there's got to be one kriya, so it means when 10 people read it, right, they have to hear it from one kore. To be inan sheyetsu kulam bekriyas echad. Does everybody remember the Brisker Rav? That one person is reading, and that kriya has the power of Tzibur, and we all have to link up to that one Kriya. So therefore, if two people are reading the Megillah simultaneously, and the principle of Trei Koli Lomish Tamoy applies, so that means that even though the Kore is hearing his Kriya, but he's not hearing the other Kriya. So let's say Reuven is reading it and Shimon is reading it. So Reuven, if you hold Trei Koli Lomish Tamoy, could not possibly have heard Shimon's Kriya. So if that be the case, then how do we construct a Kriya of the Tzibur? Because none of the Korim are capable of hearing the other nine people who are reading it. So if he can't, so where do we have one Kriya that, you know, it's basically there are 10 people, each of which, if you all trade Kol, each of which is reading the Megillah for himself. That's not enough to generate a Tzibur. So the answer is going to be that we don't apply the principle of Trei Koli Lomish Tamoy, and we're going to have here 10 people who are listening to the Kriya of one person. Now, again, which person are they listening to? I'm going to assume, again, Dr. Joel, you'll take me to task on this, but I'm going to assume that something's missing here from the text, and I'm in trouble here because you can tell me that what I'm about to say is totally off base. I'm going to assume here that one of these 10 people has been designated as the shliach of the other 9. Because again, according to the Brisker Rav, there's got to be one shliach tzibur whose kriya we're all linking up to. Because again, if you're going to listen to his kriya and he's going to listen to his kriya, unless you have a million people, but let's say there are only 10 people in the room, then no one is going to be yotzei. And again, we're holding out shalom bismana kriya mitzibur is critical because, you know, each person is hearing somebody else, one person. And if they're all reading, each person is hearing his own Kriya. So how are you going to get 10 people listening to one Kriya? The only way you could do that is if you assume that they've appointed one person and all of us together as a group are going to listen to his Kriya. But the oddity is that in this particular case, the Rambam says that Karushnayim of Asfilu Echad, Afilu Asara, excuse me, right? That simultaneously there are 10 people reading the Megillah. So how are you going to get one Kriya on behalf of all 10? And that's what the Rambam's Havamin is, that L'chora, no one's Yotzei, not the Shomim, because they can't discern any particular Kriya. And not even the Korim, because they're listening to their own Kriya, but not to the other, you know, not to one specific Kriya. You can't have everyone attach themselves to one Kriya. That's assuming you apply the principle of Trei Koli Lomish Tamoy. If the principle of Trei Koli Lomish Tamoy is suspended, then Mishum Chavivusa, you can decide which Kriya you're listening to. Now the funny thing is that you're gonna attach yourself to one Kriya. Let's say your name is Reuven, and you're gonna attach yourself to Shimon. So if you ask me the question, well, how could Reuven hear the Kriya of Shimon when there are another 9 people, including Reuven himself, who are reading the Megillah? The answer is that we're not applying the principle of Trei Koli Lomish Tamoy. The only thing that bothers me is, why are these people reading the Megillah? Do you follow my question? Just technically, I'm asking a technical engineering question. Why is each person reading the Megillah if he has to hear it from one person? And through that one person's kriya, he could be yotzei, and we're not holding Trei Koli Lomish Tamoy in this case because Mishum Chavivusa. So why is each person reading it himself? Because the Rambam says Afilu Asorah Korim, right? They're all reading, 10 people reading it v'vasachas. Now, according to the halacha, they can only fulfill the mitzvah if they hear from one person, and they all link up to that one person. So if they're all linking up to one person, why are they reading it themselves?
I think what Dr. Jolso has to be correct, that if you're the reader, you're also the listener. That has to work simultaneously.
Right. It's very interesting. But why are you bothering to read it? That's what I don't understand.
Because if you're yotzing yourself, so 10 people yotzing themselves would...
If each person is being motzi himself, then you don't have kriya b'tzibur. Because the Brisker Rav says kriya b'tzibur means they're all being yotzi with one kriya. So why is each person reading it for himself? In other words, it's one thing I can grant you that I understand how it operates, And that is because even if I'm reading it, I can still hear Yedem's Kriya, and he's the Shliach Tzibur. And we all do the same. But why did he do such a thing? I just, the Metzius boggles my mind. Why did they do it this way? Well, why would a person be motivated to read the Megillah himself when in any event he has to hear it from somebody else? Because if each person is only being Yotze with his own personal Kriya, then we forfeited the mitzvah because we don't have Kriya Mitzvah. So why not just let one person read it out loud and the other... The other nine schweigend. Schweigend means, you know, they should be silent. They should be just listening. So I have a way out idea. Again, this could be total gibberish. Maybe what's going on here is that either there's a lot of noise, or alternatively, there are parts of the Megillah that are missing. Or a third alternative is maybe I'm going to miss hearing some of it, even if there's no noise, because, you know, I get distracted or whatever. So in order to guarantee, so that I call it cover my bases, I'm going to read the Megillah on my own. Again, I'm still bothered by this, but this has to do with what's called rove and mute. Like, for example, the poskim say that if you don't hear a word in the Megillah, you can read it from a chumash even. So even though l'chatchil you have to hear it from the Megillah that's being read, but let's say you missed it, you know, he read too fast or whatever happened, there was noise in the background. But that's up to mechtz al mechtz, meaning
less than half,
right? So if half of the Megillah you heard from the Baal Koreh, you're yotze the mitzvah, because the Baal Koreh is reading it mitoch ha-sefer from the Megillah. You're going to read the whole Megillah by yourself just in case. Because what happens is, if you realize that you missed a word, you're going to be falling behind. Because by the time you realize this and then read it, you know, the Baal Koreh is already five steps ahead of you. So just to guarantee that every word in the Megillah was read from a Megillah and you heard it, you're going to read along with the Baal Koreh. But since there's no principle of Treikol Mashtamai, then simultaneously with your own reading, you're also hearing it from the Baal Koreh. Did I make any sense? Just the engineering, I'm trying to orchestrate. Why would a person read the Megillah on his own when he's not going to be Yotze with his own reading on his own? He's going to have to hear it from one person anyway. So mahu yilu chachamim? What did you gain by reading it on your own? So I'm saying you can fill in those missing gaps up to half, meaning as far as your mir is concerned, and that would still allow you to hear and link up to the Kriyas HaTzibur. So again, you're hearing Shema. He's been appointed to read the Megillah on behalf of the Tzibur. You're reading it on your own, just in case there's parts of Shimon's Kriya that you won't focus in on, or there's noise or whatever it might be. You'll ask me, but that part of the Megillah he's reading B'yachid, and we're holding now Kriya Shelo B'zman requires Tzibur. The answer is he has rove the Megillah from Shema. How can he hear rove the Megillah from Shema? He's reading the Megillah on his own. The answer is Trei Kol HaMishtamai is suspended here in this case. Now, if I was the rabbi of the shul, I would recommend that those people who insist on reading the Megillah on their own should read it in a lower tone. Because even though there's no Trei Kol HaMishtamai, but for Desvegan, if there's, you know, if nine people are screaming out loud, you know, who's going to hear the Kriya of the Tzibur? Now, where we find a Kriya of Tzibur where 10 people are doing it on their own, that's going to be Tefillah B'Lachash. What we call the Shtil Shmon Esrei. And we have a Kriya of Tzibur because we gather together 10 people reciting Shmon Esrei at the same time in the same place. The question is, would that operate for Megillah? Well, the Chazon Ish would say perfect. Get 10 people reading the Megillah simultaneously in the same place, and you've got yourself a Tzibur. And the Chazon Ish's paradigm would be there for Tefillah B'Tzibur. I'm talking about the Shtil Shmon Esrei. The Brisker Rav, on the other hand, sees the paradigm in Chazaras HaShatz. And in Chazor Sashatz, it's not enough that you have 10 people davening at the same time, but rather you have one Shmon Esrei for everybody. So everyone's just listening, and they all dip in or participate in that one recitation of Shmon Esrei. That becomes a tzibur. And a Megillah, the Brisker Rav is going to require the same thing. But the fact that the Rambam had to go out of his way to tell you that the Korim have fulfilled their obligation, when Lechora that issue doesn't even appear or doesn't even pertain to Barova Majus Melech, the answer is it does pertain to Barova Majus Melech, because you're not being Yotzi yourself with your own Kriya, you're listening to one Kriya on behalf of the entire Tzibur. And that's a problem of Trey Koli Lo Mishtamai. Because you're listening to your Kriya, how can you hear someone else's Kriya at the same time? So you have 10 people, each one listening to his own Kriya. That's not a Tzibur, according to the Brisker Rav. Oh, says the Rambam that Afilu Korim Yotzi, because they're also in the Blata, they're in the same problem of Trey Koli Lo Mishtamai. Okay. Now we go back to the same Simon in Shulchan Aruch, but we turn back to the beginning of the Simon. The Mechaber says the following: Afilu Shnayim, Afilu Asara, Yecholim Lekrosa B'Yachid, V'Yotzim Heim V'Hashomim B'Yachid. It's almost word for word the Rambam that we saw before. So here there's a comment to the Prima Godin. And he says the following: Kishayesh harbe b'nei odim b'beis ha-kneses, yicholim af asara lehakros letzibur. Now, if I understand correctly, the Prima Godin seems to undermine the, you know, the very basic principle of the Brisker Rav, because he's saying that there are 10 people, Asar B'nei Adam, who are reading the Megillah, B'tzibur. Masha'enken kishe'en rak minyan, if there's only 10 people, so before he was talking about Harbe, is Tov Yoser, she'yikra echad, v'ashar yishmu b'rov am. What sense are we making out of this Prima God? If there are a lot of people, then let 10 people read it out loud, simultaneously. But if there's only a Asara, then one person should read it on behalf of the other 9. Is that what he says? I mean, first of all, is that at least translation of the words? Is that correct?
Is he subdividing when he has a lot of people and each corner has its own Kriya?
No, I don't think so. I think he's saying that the shul is filled to capacity. There's no extra pews, you know, no extra space
Why
in the shul. In other words, you don't have to.
Tzibur can hear from 10 people. Only that corner and that the 10 corners here.
I think what he's saying is that you don't have to designate one person as the Shliach Tzibur. You could have 10 people reading the Megillah at the same time, and the Tzibur is going to hear it from any of the 10. I don't know. Or maybe each person who's listening is going to focus in on one of the voices. I don't know. But the Prima Godim has no problem whatsoever with 10 people reading the Megillah simultaneously and creating a minyan of Asara. He says that if it's only 10 people and that's it, then Yikra Echad Vashar Yishmu. What's he saying over here? Just one second. I think what he's saying, if you have many, many people, I don't know, why shouldn't Barovam apply when he has many people? If he's assuming that Barovam requires that one person read it on behalf of the masses, and that'll apply when you have 10, why shouldn't it apply when you have 100 or 1,000? Just a second. let's go on and see if he explains it, because right now I'm in the dark here. I don't see what the Prima Godim is saying here. I am besimen tafresh pei tes b'mogin Avram amashkos v'shulgroch sham de b'mokom shein minyan im kulam yodim kol echad korili atz mashkos v'chadchila odif sheyikra echad l'kulam mishum b'rov amadras melech.
So the definition of Rav Amadras Melech is one reads and the other sees.
Correct. In other words, we're going to accept the Briska Rav not as far as the minion is concerned, but as far as Barov Am is concerned. And he's applying Barov Am in a case where there's no minion. You remember I asked you the question, there are two people reading the Megillah, and that's it. Should one read it on behalf of the other? Let each one read it himself if each one has a Megillah and is capable. He's saying that one person should read it on behalf of the other one. So it means that Barov Am applies with or without a minion. And it goes in two directions. It could be less than a minion, or it could add a new enhancement to the mitzvah beyond a minion. Now, normally we would say, well, in Hilchos Tzibur, what difference does it make whether 10 people or 11 people? 10 people or 1,000 people? But when we introduce Barov Am HaJus Melech into the picture, then the greater the number, the greater the kiyum of Barov Am. And then the number 10 becomes irrelevant. So comes the Magid Avram, and he says, in order to generate Barov Am HaJus Melech, we need that one person read it for the rest, even if it's for one other person. And if it's 9 people, so one person will read it on behalf of the other eight people. But now we have the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says that if he has many, many people, there are 10 people reading the Megillah. But only if he has only 10 people, then because of Rov Am, he should have one person. We should guarantee that one person is reading on behalf of the other 9. What's that all about? He says, "L'chor tzarach bir lama kasa prima godim dichsheyesh minyan tov yoser yesh rak minyan." Okay, tov yoser sheyikra echad v'ashar yish mitam rova majusmel v'lo mipnei di af bizmana tzarach asara. Now, the Prima Godim, let's assume for the time being that Briska Rav is right, that in order to achieve a tzibur you need one person reading on behalf of everyone. Now, if that be the case, then l'chor the Prima Godim makes no sense, because the Prima Godim applies the principle of Echad Kori Lekulam, not because of a minion, not because of a tzibur, of asara, but because of Barov Am HaJus Melech. It's almost as if the following, that the rules of the game change. When I, according to the Prima Godim, when I have a tzibur, then let everybody read it for themselves. You know, like our paradigmic case of a Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, Tefil Balachash. Everyone is reciting by themselves, simultaneously in one place. It has a din of tzibur. And the same thing should apply to Megillah, and we're going to agree with the Chazon Ish that for Tzibur everybody reads it on their own. Comes along the Prima Godim and he says, okay, that's fine as far as Tzibur is concerned, but if you want to gain Barov Am HaJus Melech, then you need one person to read for all of them. So what the Briska Rav says about Tzibur is what the Prima Godim says about Barov Am HaJus Melech. And as far as the Prima Godim in the case of Tzibur is concerned, he agrees with the Chazon Ish against the Chiddush of the Briska Rav. But l'chor tzarach biur, lama kasa Prima Godim d'chsheyesh minyan is tov yosef shikra echad v'ashar yish mitam Barov Am HaJus Melech. What about the kiyum Tzibur over here? In other words, if the Prima Godim is willing to have asara people reading it, each one on their own, in the case of what does he call it? Harbe? What was the language? Harbe b'nei Adam, right? Harbe b'nei Adam b'beis HaKnesses. So if it's only 10 people, then l'chora, the same halacha should apply. Let each one of the 10 people read it alone. And that would be the Chazon Ish. Then he gets to the case of Asara, and here he applies the principle of the Briska Rav, that one person should read it on behalf of the other 9. Well, what happened over here? Lama kasava primigam di sheish minyan tov yosef shikra echad v'ashayishu. V'lo mipnei di af bizman etzorach asara. It's not for the din of asara. Meaning, as far as the din of asara is concerned, the Prima Gadol would not require that one person read it on behalf of the other nine. The e name of the Choshev Kriyas HaTzibur Shal HaSorim Ibnei Shegam HaKorim Shomim Es HaKherim. Ah, here's what he says. Maybe we could apply the principle that we applied in the Rambam earlier, that there are 10 people reading it, but each one is hearing it from one particular Balkore. Because we don't apply the principle of Trei Kol Ilo Mishtamoy. So Kriyas HaTzibur Shal Ibnei Gam HaKorim Shomim Es HaKherim V'Kulim Yotzim B'Kriyas HaEchod. If that be the case, Im Kein Havi Lele Meimar Shechoshiv Gam Barov Am Hadras Melech. Why can't you achieve the same exact goal of Barov Am? And why does he insist that one person read it for the others? What is Lamed Lamed here? The Lesle? No.
Lamele.
Oh, excellent. The Lamele She'echad Yikra Vashar Yishma'u. Why does the Prima Gadol require that one person read it and the others listen? If he himself says that for Kriyas Asara you can have 10 people who are reading it, and again we assume that there's certain advantage of 10 people reading it, each person reading it from his own Megillah, as we discussed earlier, Bal Karchach Svir Leitah Prima Gadol Kachatzon Ish to Le'inyan Asara B'Megillah Lo Bina Chechad Yikrosh El Afilu Kulam Karmif Ne'atzmo Mikri Megillah Basara. Fine, that's wonderful. Avol Adin Berov Am Hadras Melech. So all that is okay as far as the din of Asara. But now there's another din called the Berov Am Be'inon Echad Korei Vashar Shomim Ulekach Kosav Tov Yosef Sheyikru Sheyikra Echad, it should be, no? Sheyikra Echad Vashar Yishmu Rak Mitam
Berov Am.
I don't get it. What difference does it make if there's Harbe? If there's only Asara. So let 10 people read it.
Asara is the highest level. And then the idea
does that make sense?
People listening to one Kriya is irrelevant. You need a minion. Minion is it. One person reads for the other nine. You got Rovan Hadrasmela.
Okay, so why does the Prima Gadol advocate that in the case of Harbe B'nai Adam that you should have 10 people reading it out loud?
Each one is a minion.
Well, let me ask you a different way. Why would the Prima Gadol object to Harbe B'nai Adam and one person reads it for all of them? Because if you can introduce Barovam, Sada Rabba, the Prima Gadol is on board with the Brisker Rav, and one person reads it for everybody. For some reason, if it's Harbe B'nai Adam, we're dropping, and this is counterintuitive, to drop the mitzvah, the kiyum of Barov Am, and just focus on Asara, and then go with the Chazon Ish that you could have. Just one second. Just you wait, give me just one second, Yosef. I had a flash, but then it died out. Ah, maybe saying that if you have Harbe B'nai Adam, so then you have a Q. See, if you only have 10, one person has to read it for the other nine for Barov Am Hadras Melech. Why can't they all read it together and then have a kiyum of Asara? If you have so many people and then you want to get a kiyum of Asara, so it's very Asara. Maybe what you said before, Yosef, is correct, that maybe the Prima Gadol is worried about, is somehow breaking up the massive number of people into smaller groups. Is that how could we Kishiyesh harvi b'nei odu b'esakneses af asora lahakros.
I'm not saying it's better. You're just saying if you wanted to, you could break it up. Af.
And what will it be? Will it be that each one of these asora has another 9 people listening to him?
Yes.
So in that sense, he's going to gain both. We'll have a cake and eat it. Why? Because according to obtain the kiyum of Rav Majus Melch, we need that everyone listen to one kriya. So if you have many korim, and there are designated groups that are listening to each one of the korim respectively, so you're going to have a kiyum of Rovam. And at the same time, what you're going to have is many korim, because each one of the korim is... Each one of the korim is reciting the Megillah on behalf of those people who are listening to him, and that's Barov Am. Is he also getting Kriya Sasora? Are there 10 people listening? Wait a minute, according to the Chazon Ish, you don't have to have 10 people listening. You could have all these people reading the Megillah at the same time, and that itself is Tzibur. So now you have all these people reading at the same time. That's a kiyum tzibur. But now you want to get Barov Am. So how are you going to achieve Barov Am?
Many tziburs is a Barov Am. Rabbers of five minyanim is a Barov Am, as opposed to one.
But who's reading for whom? Is every one of these minyanim have its own Balkore? Is that what he's
saying? Five minyanim, each having 5 people laying, is a Barov Am, as opposed to having one doing it for 50 people. More minyanim is a Barov Am.
Make sense. You're admitting that there's no Barov Am for the fact that they're all listening to one, because he's breaking it down into different smaller groups. But maybe there's a different Barov Am if you multiply the tziburs. That's interesting. Let's think about that. That we want to get 10 people reading it so that we can get 10 tziburs, and that itself is Barov Am. If he only has 10 people, then the only way you can get Barov Am is if one person reads it for the other 9. Yeah, Ben?
In the world of the Chazon Ish, if you have 10 people, and let's say broken up into chavrutas of 5, one is reading and the other one is listening, that is more powerful than one reading for 9. There's like these mini units, mini chavrutas is like 5 mini units is like a...
So you're agreeing with Dr.
Yes.
Joel?
Uh-huh. Yes. Not the first time.
Okay.
I'll figure it in the future.
Behideh b'shulchanot simon tofresh pei tes. Minag tov lahavi ktanim uktanos lishmo mikra megillah ube prima gadam sham vi achshav roi lechol echad sheyilo megillah kshera velikro belachash mila bemila vi achshav magin avrom kosav tibi inon verov am nikomaka mi efshal lishmoa. May Ashatz, Machmas Rash, Ubilbul, Shemakim be eight, Umashmiim Kol. So the Prima Gadim now is advocating that we bring the Ketanim and Ketanos, but each person should have a Megillah Kshera and read it for Lachash. Now, how are we going to get the Kiyum of Asura here? Where's the Asura? I guess the fact that sounds very much again like the Chazon Ish, right? That you can get a Kiyum Asura even if each person is reading it simultaneously with someone else on his own. And the reason why we advocate that each person read it on his own is because it's going to be hard to listen to all the Megillah. V'hinei ha'prima gadim lo heir di'im kol echad korei li atzom b'lachash lo yeh lo akim di Megillah nikreis pasoko rak sheheir mitam v'rov am al kol tzvil lehi da'prima gadim di'af kishe kol echad korei li atzom yesh no kim shal kriya b'tzibur v'lo b'inon she'echad yikra l'kulam rak mishum b'rov am hajus melech. Just 1 second, if each one is reading to himself, he's going to get the kiyum of tzibur and he's going to forfeit the mitzvah of Barov Am. Because what? So the only thing is, in the case where he had a minyan, if there were only 10 people, Why did he want to achieve that? Oh, because he wants to get the additional kiyum of Barov Am. Now in this case, he's going to forfeit the mitzvah of Barov Am for the sake of the kiyum of Tzibur. And how is he going to achieve the kiyum of Tzibur if everyone reads it at the same time? So once again, the mechanics of the Prima Godim is the following. I don't have all the nitty-gritty details worked out yet, but the basic structure is the following. There are two entities in Megillah. There's what we call a Kriya Basara, or a Kriya B'tzibur, call it that, and then you have Barov Am Ajusmel. And the Prima Godim is saying the following. As far as Tzibur is concerned, let each person read the Megillah on his own. And the fact that 10 people reading it simultaneously, that generates a Tzibur. Then there's another halacha of Barov Am where one person is going to have to read it on behalf of the others, and that doesn't depend upon a minyan. No matter what the numbers are, even one person for two, he should be reading it for his friend rather than have his friend read it on his own. V'hinei b'megillah daf gimel amin alf omer Rabbi Yehuda marav kohanim b'avodosim levim v'duchonim yisrael b'manam kula mevatlim avodosim v'bom l'shmoa mikro megillah v'tosham yim tomar v'yasu es avod miyad li'achakach yikru v'yachakach yikru ha'megillah levadom v'yishlomer d'tov likros im hatzibur mishum d'avi tfei persume nisa. So again, even though the kohanim could read it as a group after they terminate their avoda, but then they would be forfeiting the kiyum, the extra kiyum of Pirsum HaNes when they read it together with the greater, the larger tzibur. Hine aran b'daf hei kasev the kaimel on kerav the megillah v'zmano korin osa afil lechatchila biyachit. So again, according to the sheet of Rav on Yidal Tesvav, you know, there's no problem with reading it on your own without its tzibur. Again, even though, as we said before, Rav worked very hard with Tircha Gedola in order to get together a Asorah. Mikra Megillah. Shemevatlim Talmud Torah Boin Lishmo Mikra Megillah Klomar Bit Sibur. Is Yeshlomar Dafilu? Yeah. So Rav holds that Lachatki can read it biyachid. So why are we pushing the Kohanim to terminate their avoda and the Talmud Chacham who's learning push them in order to get them into the tzibur? There's no requirement of tzibur Megillah. Yeshlomar. Dafilu Rav mod mitzvah min amuv kol krosim atzibur bishum pirsum anes. Remember, we said that even though there's pirsum anes in the yachid, but you jack up the pirsum anes by a number of decibels when you actually have a tzibur. Ulefichach b'shosh atzibur korin when the tzibur is getting together to read as a tzibur mevatlin avoda v'talmud Torah uboyin lishmoa im hatzibur. One second. Uboim lishmoa. It should be im with an ayin. Alright, fine. Im hatzibur. Okay then. So that's this enhancement of pirsum hanes. V'af al pi sheyesh b'beis hamedrash afilu mea kishel beis rebbe. This was the discussion we had in the Mishnah Berurah way back when. Right? About a half hour ago, we wanted to know, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says that even if he has 100 at home, he should still drop it all and go to the shul. Mishnah Berurah Majasmela. Umiu Svira Leila Rav, Shalohitri Hu Chachamim Lichnos Yud Kidei Likrosa. This is what? This is Megillah Shalom Bismana. Just one second. And then the Kaimel Karav. Megillah Bismana. Does he require if you can get a yachid? So the Mevatlin Talmud Torah, etc., etc., that's even according to Rav, which means that you would have been Yotze the mitzvah without a tzibur, but now you have to be Mevatl Talmud Torah in order to read it with the tzibur. Okay, so what do we have here? We have a question, or he's just presenting the Ran? So far, I think he's just presenting the Ran. So he'll stop, he'll terminate his avoda or his Talmud Torah for the sake of the enhancement of what? Of Kriyas HaTzibur. Even according to Rav, who doesn't require that, Kriyas HaTzibur is not critical. And now he says, Afal Pishi Yesh Bebeis HaMedrash Afilu Mea Kishel Beis Rebbe. What does he mean by that? Even though there are 100 people in the Beis Medrash, not sure how that operates. I thought he was saying that, why do we have to bother being mevatel for Talmud Torah? There's a massive amount of yeshiva bachrim that are sitting and learning. Why just read it at the end of the day or at the end of the learning session? Aval pishyesh Beis Medrash afilu mea Mishum de Barov Amajas Melech. Maybe it means Barov Amajas Melech that there are other people besides those who are in the Beis Medrash who are going to flock to the Beis HaKnesses and they're going to read the Megillah together. And that's Barov Am. Let's assume Barov Am is calculated by the numbers. If you jack up the numbers, you enhance the Barov Am. Umiu svirulei l'rav d'lo etrichu chachomim lichnos asara kidei likrosa kamen osod d'lo rav asi the megillah nikreis basor l'din mikra megillah basor machuchin lei l'michnef asara. He can only be yotze the mitzvah if he has 10 according to Rav Asi, therefore he has to, it's his job, his responsibility to gather together the 10. Avol Rav de Megillah Nikreis B'Yochid After Tov Likros Im HaTzibur Mishum Barov Amajus Melech Mikol Makom Mitam Barov Amajus Melech Lo Machachin Le Lemichnef Tzibura. So he's saying the following. This is all to explain the Ran that according to Rav Asi, Megillah must have Asara for fine, then he has to be Torah. But according to Rav, that he could be Yotzei with Yochid, even though he enhances the mitzvah by a tzibur, he doesn't have to be Matriach himself to gather together a tzibur. Is that against the Mechaber? Because we saw in the Mechaber that Mechaber writes, Torah Lachzarach Asara. And here he's saying he doesn't have to be matriarch himself. The hine, lashikosav arad afilu yesh mea ish chayev lishmoa imat sibur mishum barov am hajas nir poshut she'en kavanosal adin barov am hajas melech hanemar b'chol am mitzvus. Okay, now we have what's called a din klali and a din mesuya. There's a general universal requirement of Barov Am, and now there's a specific one with regard to Megillah. Tehine betchilas dvarav kosav katos the mitzvah namuvcha lekrosa betzibur mishum persume nisa. In other words, he's activating not the universal principle of Barov Am, but rather gather together the tzibur because of pirsum hanes, which is a din misuyam in Megillah. Hine b'shulchan aruch siman tzadi beis medrash kavua kadosh yosef mibeis hakneses u mitzvah lispalbo yosef mibeis hakneses. This is a, who is it? Abaye, I think it was, right? Abaye says that when he decided that it would be better if he davens where he learned, Vushi is Paul Basurf, he has a minion. Mogan Avram Shokosav, Yafagav de Vesa Knesses, Ika Rov Am Ajus Melech, Mikomakom Vesa Mejus Odif. She'ein Mevatel, Ein Levatel Limudo, Mipne Hat Filo. In other words, the fact that he doesn't have to pick himself up, pack out from the Beis HaMedrash and go over to the synagogue, that enhances his time in learning, and therefore he should not sacrifice that for the sake of Barov Am Hajas Melech. Harei Deim Evatlan Talmud Torah L'Kayim Adin Barov Am Hajas Melech Shem B'Chol Mitzvus. In other words, as a universal principle, we would say, let him continue learning, even if he's learning in the Beis HaMedrash where there's not masses of people, and he's minimizing his kiyum of Barov Am, but on the other hand he has asar for the kiyum of Tzibur, so we're not going to tell him to interrupt his learning for the sake of Barov Am and Shesmelech. He says that's only as far as universal Barov Am and Shesmelech. Il b'Megillah, and catch us when you get to Megillah, mevatlin talmitot l'shma Megillah matzibur Barov Am. We will be mevatel for the sake of Barov Am. Now I don't know why he shifts here to Pirsum HaNes, but I think he's talking about he coins a new term here. When he wants to talk about the unique status and the push towards Barov Am HaShemelech in Megillah as a unique halacha, then he uses the term Pirsum HaNes. So when you're talking about davening b'tzibur and there's an inyan of Barov Am HaShemelech, that alone would not be enough to undermine or truncate a person's learning. So let him go and learn continuously. He's not going to daven Barov Am, but he will get at least a tzibur. In Megillah, by contrast, where there's a new category of Barov Am, which he calls Pirsumei Nisa, there he would be mevatel his Talmud Torah for the sake of Barov Am HaJesmel. So again, according to Prima Gadim, we said that in order to achieve Barov Am HaShemelech, you need one person reading it for them all. Oh, the Sagi Bekorim Bifnei Atzmon Gam Keni Loshan Aprima Godim Masha Tov Yosef Shikra Echad Vashar Yishmu Mitam Barov Am HaShemelech to call it Torah Kula. Oh, wow. That's the call it Torah Kula. Velo Mitam Adinim Yuchad Pursuvi Misa De Megillah. I don't know how he knows that. Ukmo Chain Besimon Tof Reish Pei Tes Kishekosav Sheroy l'chol echad she'ilo megillah k'shera likro belachash mashma kavanosa mitam barov am HaShemelech to call it Torah Kula belomi shem hachdina de versume nisa b'megillah v'al koch nirim. He said this real epi megodim de mitam adin versume nisa sagi bozesh kol echad kori levado akvar hochachnu de epi megodim svile kachazanish the Ladin Kriya Basara Mishum Persume Nisa Sagibi Asar Korim Kolakabisne Atsmo Ushitaso Sover Gamba Hach Mitsuna Mufa Likros Imatsibur Mishum Persume Nisa Lobi Inonche Echod Yekolakulam Ulam Ladas Marana Griz. The Din Kriya Samagila Basara Mitam Persume Nisa Be Inodafka She Echod Yikra Vekulam Yishmau. The us have a kriya, kriyas tzibur. It's tzarech inim gam lekiyum din persume nisa likros im hatzibur beinon sheechad yikra vekulam yishmu. Nochmo ledas hagriz de ledin kriyas hamegila basara mitam persume nisa beinon dafka echad yikra. The cool of Yishvil is how we create that Tzitzot in Im Gam Lekim Din Persume Nisa Likros Im Hatzibur. I don't get it. What was he talking about here? The Din Kriya Samigil of Asar Mitam Persum Anes is Be'ino and Dafka Echad Yikra the cool of Yishvil is how we create Tzibur. Tzorchin Im Gam Im Gam Lekim Din Persume Nisa Likosin. What do you mean gam? What's the gam over here? Gam carbona. What's the gam over here? Oh, the afledin kriya samagila basora beinon she'echad yikulaku of the oz kshiva kriya sibur.
We have defined
Rov
Am as echad koredi acharim shomim.
So what's he backtracking? What's he doubting here? What do you mean, Gamla didn't give? Of course, that's exactly what we said. To achieve Pirsa Manes, of reading it with a tzibur.
It's the intersection of Pursuing Nisa and Rovam.
Oh, I think, wait, let me try a shot at this and see if it makes sense. His first tzad is to say the following. That maybe when the Brisker Rav requires Echad Kore Lekulam, that's only as far as Barov HaMajus Melech is concerned. Tzarech Iyun. But as far as the din of Pirsum Anes of Tzibur, meaning not Barov Am Hajus Melech, but just to get to achieve the Asara. For that, you don't require Echad Kore Lekulam. Oh, the Afla Din Kriya Samagila Basara, not just in the din of Barov Am, the Inon Echad Yikra Kulam, the Oz Chashiv Kriya Satsibu. In other words, we're assuming like this, as we saw in the Prima Gadol, for the sake of Barov Am, we definitely need that one read it for everyone else. What about for the Kiyum of Asara? For the Kiyum of Asara, do we say, just like in the case of Barov Am, for that kiyum we need one reading for all, so too for Asar? Or do we say, no, that as far as Asar is concerned, we don't need that Echad Koreas Kulam? Let me see if I can read it into the word. Oh, Afla Din Kriyas. Right, that's the side to say that we need it there. What's the first side? Im Tzorof Iyun. You see, I would read it like this. I think there's a few words missing here. Im gam, the word gam here means that means the opposite of gam. Meaning he's saying, do we have to go as far as to say that even for the kiyum pirsum anes of tzibur, we need echad korei kulam? No, we don't have to go that far. Right? I would emphasize the word im over here. Im. There's something wrong in the transmission. Oh, or he's saying af. You know, af is a repetition of gam. So leave out the word gam. Well, you have to say im, meaning I doubt it. Im means I doubt it. Right? If. Maybe it's not so. That as far as Pirsum Hanes, as Tzibur is concerned, then you would not require Echad Yikra V'Kulam Yishmu. That's only as far as Barov Am is concerned. But as far as the Kiyum of Pirsum Anes, to read it with the Tzibur, we don't require Echad Yikra V'Kulam Yishmu. That's one side. And the second side is going to be, no, that just like in Barov Am we need Echad Koreas Kulam, so too as far as Tzibur is concerned, we need Echad Koreas Kulam. And Afkamina Bazeh, the Ramah, okay, tells you where, Kasav imkaru oso betzibur v'eze yachid lo sham v'yachid l'kros hafilu l'chatkil v'yachid hoel v'karo b'olse ir basara v'agirom sham b'ir atam v'gevet k'var nisparse manes basara l'eka rak din d'pirse manes mishum b'rov amajus melech v'lo machuchin alei l'michnif asara l'chatkila v'rak im mizuman l'fonov Yeshno mitzvah min amuchel lekrosa betzibu. So he's saying now, in the name of the Magen Avraham, that once there was already one kiyum of Pirsum Anes, that you're left with Barov Am, and as far as Barov Am is concerned, he doesn't have to gather together Asar, because as we said before, Barov Am is irrelevant to the number 10. If he happens to have a possibility of a Rov Am, then he should certainly read it in a Rov Am. L'fisa tzarchim begavne de mezuman asara lefanov, who mevatel Talmud Torah lekrosa betzibug rak mishum din persu menisa b'derov am ibeinon she'echad yikro lekulam odesagi b'kulam korim b'fnei atzman. No, it's now we're telling him to be mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of kriya betzibur. And again, he doesn't need Kriya B'Tzibur because there already was a Kriya B'Tzibur. So he's only gathering another whatever number of people together for the purpose of Barov Am. So then in this case, we're going to require Echad Yikro L'Kulam. But how many people did he get together? He says Mezuma and Asara L'Fon. So he happens to have Asara, and therefore he doesn't need Echad Kore L'Kulam. Or should we say no? That since the whole push here to be mevatel Talmud Torah is for the sake of Barov Am, therefore one person should read it for everybody, even though already he has Asara. And all this depends upon what he asked before, whether or not for Asara you need Echad Kori L'Kulam. So maybe for the Kiyum of Asara you don't even require Echad Kori L'Kulam. And here you already had a Kiyum Asar because they read the Megillah publicly in that city. So all he's doing now is gathering together people for the sake of Barov Am. What happens if he happens to have Asara? So since in the case of Asara, he's got a real Tzibur, and for that Tzibur, he, according to one side in Skakiri, doesn't need Echad Kori L'Kulam. So he can, in this case, he can have one person read it for everyone. Or should we say no, that since he wants to accomplish not Kiyum Kriya B'Tzibur, but rather Barov Am, he needs Echad Kori L'Kulam. Or if you go with the Brisker Rav, even as far as Kriya B'Tzibur is concerned, you need Echad Kori L'Kulam. Kvokei nafgimina b'chai gavnesha avru v'kara b'Tzibur kol Echad b'fnei atzmo im Kimu hachdin the rov amajus melech mishum persume nisa. In other words, let's say you're reading it biyachid because the tzibur already read it. Is avu v'karu b'tzibur called echad b'fne? Oh, I see. He wants to know what happens on the first round, right? What the language of the Ramo was. Hoil v'karu bi'osa ir asara v'asara, and then there's a new halacha that you can read it biyachid, right? So what would happen when they read it on the first round v'asara? What happens if when they read it v'asara, one read it on behalf of all of them? So we could say the following: that even though it could be they forfeited the mitzvah of tzibur, but they still acquired and achieved the mitzvah Barov Am. Chaygam sha'avru v'karu b'tzibur kalechem b'fnei atzmo in kimu hachdin Barov Am. In other words, can they achieve Barov Am, and therefore with the same kula that the person who missed the kriya can read it on his own would apply simply because they were makayim the mitzvah of Barov Am. And what I'm confused about is he seems to be assuming in this paragraph that if they were Makai in the mitzvah Barov Am, then they forfeit the mitzvah of Kriya B'Tzibur. I would have said Yesh B'Chal Masai Mona, that if they achieve the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes Barov Am by one person and reading it for the bunch, then how much more so do they achieve the mitzvah of Tzibur? Okay.
That was extremely muddy. I'm not getting anything out of the...
You're not getting anything out of it?
No.
Okay, so let's try to see what we can put together. Okay? Now, I'm not saying I have all the details. This requires a lot more work than I realized. But let's at least get the overall perspective here. He's saying the following. That what happens if each person has his own Megillah? Are we advocating that A, each person should read the Megillah on his own? And that becomes especially pressing if there are ketanim and ketanos who are brought to the Megillah reading. Correct? And the Prima Gadim in this case advocates that each person should read the Megillah on his own. So it sounds like we're forfeiting the kiyum of Berov Am. Why? Because even if the Prima Gadim, let's say, accepts the Brisker Rav, that one person could read it for the bunch, even if the Chazon Ish is right that each person could read it on his own, that's because of the din of tzibur. And just as a memory device, just remember what I call the Shtilah Shmona Esrei. That becomes our paradigm. Even within the context of the Chazon Ish, the Prima Gadim accepting the Chazon Ish goes on and says that with regard to Berov Am Adras Melech, we need one person reading it for everybody. And therefore, in the case where many people, each person has his own Megillah, so what are we going to say over here? What are we going to say in the case where each person has his own Megillah? If we hold that in order to achieve Berov Am, you need that one person read it, but now we're afraid that what? That you might miss some of the Kriya, so therefore we're going to advocate in favor of each person reading his own Megillah, which means that we're going to forfeit Berov Am. And what are we going to end up with? We're going to end up with Tzibur. Why? Because even if the Prima Gadim requires one reading for all with regard to the Kiyum of Berov Am, he agrees that as far as the Kiyum of Tzibur is concerned, each person can read it for himself. So what we're going to do is we're going to drop the mitzvah of Berov Am in this case, because we're afraid he might miss out on the Megillah reading. He can't hear the Megillah. And we're going to have each one reading on his own. So now we forfeited the mitzvah of Berov Am. We're going to do this for the sake of what? Of achieving the Kiyum of Tzibur. And why is the Kiyum of Tzibur absolutely necessary? So either we're talking about Megillah Shelo Bizmano, or even according to Rav, we're going to advocate in favor of Megillah B'Tzibur, Megillah B'Asara. So you defile that shift. That's the main point here of this. Again, there are a lot of details here, but the main structure is that we can accept the Chazon Ish as far as Tzibur is concerned. Again, keep in mind my paradigm of Shtilah Shmona Esrei. But we're going to forfeit the kiyum of Pirsuman of Berov Am, and therefore, let's say for example, as far as Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lemikra Megillah is concerned, so we're not going to do that. The Dr. Joel, are you planning to be here tomorrow? I want to put you on the spot. So you know what? I'm going to go over this one more time. And what I want to do is to try to give an overview, like a summary of the whole presentation. So, Bli Neder, I'm hoping by tomorrow. But again, everything is going to be structured around two issues. Number one, how do we compare Kriya Basara to Berov Am? And number two, are we advocating that each person read it individually from his own Megillah, or that one person read it on behalf of the other? And we're going to try to create an interdependence between those two issues. And Belina, also tomorrow, I want to finish up the Pakad Yitzchak that we started last week. Were you here that time, Dr. Joel? No.
Several times.
No, I mean last Thursday, we started. Yeah, so we started Inyan Beis, and we came close to finishing it, but we didn't finish.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, thank you.
That's good.